My name is John Billingsley, a.k.a. Dr. Phil Phlox from Enterprise.
I'm with these fabulous people, all from the Star Trek community. We have one thing in common. Our lives have been touched by the dreaded disease, pancreatic cancer. We'd like to introduce ourselves, tell you a little bit about what brings us together, and a wonderful organization called PanCam that we would like you to support. And now I'm going to turn it over to the sexiest person here, Kitty Swin.
Yes. Oh, I am a 20-year survivor of pancreatic cancer.
That's why we're all here.
Yeah.
Hope.
Thanks. And that's unusual. And I'm really lucky. The guy who got me through it, my husband, Armin Shimmerman.
Thank you, Kitty.
You're welcome, honey.
I'm here to honor Kitty's struggle, the struggle of all my friends around the table, the struggle of many of you out there. Let's stop it in its tracks now.
Well done. My name's Jonathan Frakes. My brother Daniel Frakes died at 41. What we're trying to do with PanCan.org is raise money to improve awareness and increase research money. So please help us. PanCan.org/Team Trek. I'd also like to introduce the newest member of our Trek team, Juan Carlos Cotto.
Yay. Thanks, Jonathan. My brother Manny Cotto passed away from pancreatic cancer. Manny was the executive producer of Star Trek Enterprise during season 4, and he believed very much in the principles of Star Trek, a bright future in which man coexists with civilizations from all over the universe and pushes forward. Manny's belief in Star Trek, I think, is what we're trying to do with pancreatic cancer. The future is often not bright for people with the disease, but we're here to change that.
My mother passed away at the age of 70, from diagnosis to death, 2 months. Because of PanCan, people are living longer with this disease than ever before. People are surviving.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Delta Flyers. And before we start this episode, I just want to say we have an incredible group of fellow actors from this franchise we've all worked on. We love them to death.
We do.
But yeah, they want to send you to a website for pancreatic cancer, but they give the wrong website address constantly. Now, Kitty Swink, who is one of our guests, yeah, clearly is the smartest of the gang, because she gave the correct web address for where you need to go for pancreatic cancer to support Team Trek. She gave the correct address.
So, Robbie, what is the correct address to go to, please?
The correct address to donate for Team Trek and pancreatic cancer research is purplestride.org/Team Trek. Don't listen to those other boys. Only listen to Kitty Swink and us right now. And we'll remind you as we go along.
We will.
Have fun.
All right, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of the Delta Flyers. And this week we have, look at this illustrious panel we have. We're all here to talk about the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. And let's talk about all of our distinguished panelees. John Billingsley, Armin Shimmerman, Kitty Swink, Jonathan Frakes, Juan Carlos Cotto, Robbie McNeil, and myself hosting, of course. So welcome.
What doesn't
everyone?
Everybody.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, guys. What doesn't everyone just talk about their involvement in this one by one, their story? Shall we start with John, and then we'll move around clockwise? Go ahead.
Sure. I would ultimately defer to Kitty and Armin because they're the ones who brought all of us together.
Yes.
But we all have had our lives touched by pancreatic cancer. My mother passed away in 1990 from diagnosis to death, 2 months.
Wow.
She was complaining of stomach issues, back problems. It never entered our mind. It never entered any of the doctors' minds that it could possibly be pancreatic cancer. They didn't do the necessary tests. But by the time it was discovered, it was too late. And one of the reasons that Kitty and Armin's story so interested me is because they've had such great success at actually increasing the survivability rate. And because of the work they do and because of the awareness that has been spread through our work with PanCan, people are living longer and recognizing early detection matters. So that's my that's what brings me to the table with these wonderful people.
Thank you. Jonathan Frakes.
Hi, my wonderful brother, Daniel, who is actually
the cute one. He died at 41. He turned yellow. We took him to the hospital. They opened him up and they looked and they closed him up and they said, he's got 6 months to live. Now, he had a young brand new daughter and a wife, and he was the best man at my wedding, to give you some idea of what our relationship was like. So, and at this point, there was a 4% survival rate. Kitty, who is our vision of hope, knew the story of my brother and asked me to join the team, if you will, Team Trek. And she has survived for 20 years after having been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So Kitty's hope, Kitty's vision of hope, Kitty's presence, Kitty's spirit is why I've joined and why I all continue. So in Daniel's memory, I have joined, and I've never been more involved in a charity that I've participated in. And obviously, every time I think about Daniel, I smile and I cry, and it's a kind of a wonderful combination of emotion. And I get to share time with all of these wonderful people. We have a new team member, Juan Carlos Cotto.
Yes.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Let's go, Juan Carlos.
I'm here because of my brother, Manny, who a lot of Trek fans will know ran Star Trek Enterprise in season 4. He was a writer, producer, director. He passed away 3 months ago, July 9th this year. Diagnosed 13 months prior. His pancreatic cancer presented as diabetes, which is important sort of for early detection a lot of times, because the pancreas controls insulin and other enzymes and stuff. It presented as that first, and that's how they found it. But Manny, you know, believed in Star Trek, and Manny, you know, introduced me to Star Trek, and I'm a writer, producer, director because of him, basically. You know, I was a PA on his Super 8s as a kid, and he just introduced me to the show and everything. And in dealing with his passing recently, I found out about PanCan and about the Star Trek connection, and I just had to be a part of it to help in any way I could.
Awesome. Let's bring it to Armin and Kitty now.
I'll let Kitty go first.
Hi, everybody. End of 2003, beginning of 2004, I kept losing weight. I had lower back pain. We didn't know what was going on. I just thought I was under a lot of pressure. Our friend Cecily Adams, who a lot of Star Trek fans know as Moogie, was dying of lung cancer, and I was worrying about her. And my father had Alzheimer's, and I was worried about him. And so I just assumed I was going through a lot of stress. And in the end of February of 2004, I was sitting in Cecily's hospital room, and her childhood nanny said to me, "Don't worry about her, worry about yourself." And I came home and said that to Armin. And he said, "Why don't you listen to her?" And I called my doctor, and she had a freak opening the next day. Somebody canceled right as I was calling. And I went in, they said, "Well, you probably have acid reflux, but let's do some tests." Over the weekend, my urine turned brown. On Monday, we were at a funeral for a friend's son who was 25 years old. And when I came home, there was a message from my doctor saying, "Go to the hospital right now. Your kidneys and your liver are shutting down." And 17 days later, I came out of Cedars-Sinai missing half my stomach, half my pancreas, 2 feet of my intestines, my gallbladder, and 28 lymph nodes. And I am the luckiest woman alive. I had a 4% chance of making it 5 years. And here I am. It'll be 20 years on the 3rd of March since my surgery, and I'm still here. So I think it's my job to help other people still be here and for their families to have hope. So that's why I'm here. And then when Charlotte Ray, who was like my spiritual grandmother, was diagnosed, she introduced me to PanCan, and we would go to Orange County and speak at events for them. And then PanCan asked me a few years ago to join the team, and Armin came on, and I called, I saw actually Jonathan at a party at Marina Sirtis's house and said, "Will you join?" And then we asked John, and now we have Juan Carlos. So it's really a team that's growing, and we're so proud of it. We're so happy. And the reason why I'm really alive, aside from great doctors, is him.
Oh.
Him.
Thank you. I'm not quite sure that's true. You had support from a wonderful medical team and from great friends who all bucked you up when you were at your lowest. But why am I here? I'm here to honor all the people who have suffered with this disease, whether it's the patients or the families. I'm here to honor those who have survived, like Kitty. And there's quite a few others as well. And I'm here also to make sure that less and less people have to suffer through this. What we've heard from everybody here on the panel is that this disease shows up at the last moment, and by the time the doctors have finally diagnosed it, it is usually a little late. There are procedures, as Jonathan said, about opening people up. It's called a Whipple, and that's how Kitty lost all of her organs. But it saved her life. But it saved her life. And that's what PanCAN is trying to do, is not only to help patients and their families, which is enormously important, and they do a lot of that, but also they're here to instruct doctors to look for these signs, to because as I said, usually when the symptoms present themselves, it's a little late. Look for them early. Try to, you know, let it be part of your physical examination. We need to do this. This is the way that we can increase the survivability rate. As Jonathan and Kitty both said, there was a 4% survival rate when they were inflicted by this disease. Now it's 12%. That's a huge increase in survivability. It's still low. 12% is nothing to brag about, but it is quadruple. If I got the numbers right? It's triple the survivability rate.
He's the math guy.
So much for the Ferengi. It's really important that people do as I am doing, honoring those around us and helping. We are helping by not only contributing, but also by getting the word out. We don't want people to get this disease. And the only way to avoid it, the only way to fight it, is to get early diagnosis.
It's awareness is the word, right? I mean, so I think tomorrow it starts, right? Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month is November 1st. And it's just about being aware. It sounds like a silly word, but it's true. Doctors being aware, families being aware. You know, diabetes was not his doctor was aware and said, you know, it could be more. So I think it's sort of about, you know, just putting it out there and having it out there in the conversation, you know?
Yeah.
It's also time to find some markers. That seems to be the, what the money that we're putting towards research, or the PanCAN is putting towards research, is in addition to funding doctors' interest in their continuing research, they need to find markers that are specific and easy to detect, so that when you go to your physical, your annual physical, which we all hope everyone does, there's some tests that will in fact let them know. And you need
like
to tell
the
your
PSA
doctor.
And there's not a test right now for this that could be done like that? That's incredible. Yeah.
Only after you present. After you present, then of course you could. But as Jonathan said, we need markers to before you present, before you show symptoms, before you turn yellow.
Tumor markers they can look for, but they don't generally look for them because it's a difficult process and not usually helpful. But there are things that you should know. If you get diabetes out of the clear blue sky, as happened to Manny, if it runs in your family, Ashkenazi Jews are more likely to have it. In the United States, sadly, the Black population is badly underdiagnosed. There's things that you can do. And if it runs in your family, get genetic testing. If you have health insurance, they will pay for genetic testing if it runs in your family.
And if your doctor is ignorant of this, and there are lots of doctors that are ignorant, please call PanCAN. PanCAN will direct you towards medical facilities and doctors that can better diagnose this, can better help you. If you want a second opinion, they're a great place to go to get that second opinion from somebody who is knowledgeable in this particular cancer.
There's also, I'm sorry, one more thing about PanCAN. There's an incredible support network inside, including Kitty, among others, for families who are in the midst of going through this. And that's as impressive as the research and the doctors, because the people who run this organization really give a shit, and they are really, really helpful.
No, I mean, this disease doesn't just take lives. It shatters lives. I mean, Manny left behind his wife and four kids. You know, little Manny's 14. and he's got a 12-year-old daughter and twin 9-year-old daughters.
Wow.
And, you know, they lost their dad very young, and it's, you know, Pancan's there for them and for everyone, you know.
And to piggyback on what Juan Carlos just said, if your family has an instance of pancreatic cancer, please, the rest of the family need to go in and get checked, because it can be genetic. And so I recommend to anyone who's been touched by this disease, go to your doctor, say, my brother, my mother, my uncle, my sister, my brother, if they have suffered, have yourself checked, because that's early detection.
Right.
Two things that I'd like to bring up. One, I'd love to hear you guys talk a bit, Kitty and Armin, about the organization itself, Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, and how you heard about them and the work they do, how long they've been around, how they came to start. But I also wanted to bring up the topic of what we actually do together, which is raise money to help this.
What a segue.
Yes.
You broached the subject.
I have been fundraising for the Hollywood Food Coalition for the last 7 years, and I've learned something very valuable. Don't bury the lead.
Before you guys jump into that, my quick question is, so it's not necessarily genetic, correct? No, it's it can.
Kitty had no, no one in her family had pancreatic cancer that we know of. That we not, they may not have checked. People may have died, okay. but we don't know of anybody in the Swink family that had pancreatic
cancer. I do think there's some genetic, not that they know, because they don't have all the markers yet, but about 10% of the people who are diagnosed have a genetic connection. However, my grandmother, my father's mother, who had breast cancer and was diabetic, and I had breast cancer in my 30s and ended up with pancreatic cancer. So even though there's not a genetic connection that they know of now, I suspect at some point.
Yeah, my grandmother had breast cancer and my father had stomach cancer. So it's in my family for sure. So yeah, if it's anywhere in your family, it's advisable for sure.
Yeah, okay. And breast cancer, ovarian cancer are both related to pancreatic cancer in a sort of a more, to my less than scientific brain, I'm an actor after all, understand that there's a sort of an amorphous connection between those. If you have the BRCA mutation, which I do not have, which is usually what tells people that you have a genetic marker for breast cancer, it can also be a marker for pancreatic cancer.
Okay. Now can you answer John's question about your association and how you first found out about Pancreatic Cancer Action Network? What year did that start?
Let me finish your thought.
Go ahead, John. Go, John.
Two thoughts. One, kick that over. But we are together because we form a team that raises money for an event that is held in the spring called Purple Stride. Oh. So although this is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, there is actually an event that people can participate in by either walking or sponsoring We Who Walk, or perhaps bringing folks into the fold by becoming champions.
Or striding.
Yeah.
Striding, walking. Oh, I don't,
and where
I
does
don't
this...
stride, I
where...
walk. I actually stroll, purple stroll.
It's on the 27th of April on the pier, right? On the Santa Monica Pier. Yeah.
It's in 60 cities around the country.
Is it purplestride.com? Is it, how do you find out about this?
Purplestride.org. Team Trek.
You guys have your own little
team
Trek.
Yeah. We're a team.
I get it.
Yeah.
And we have a big goal this year. Our goal this year is to raise $125,000. Nice. So, and should we, what do you think, guys? Should we announce our first big?
Well, you've already opened Pandora's box. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Kitty.
Okay. And I have to really credit the lovely and talented John Billingsley. The Roddenberry Foundation has very graciously given us $30,000 towards our $125,000.
Wow.
So I want to really thank Rod and Heidi and the whole foundation. It's extraordinary what they've done.
Rod's
and we have a couple
guy.
Of other big foundation gifts coming our way.
So thank feel you. Free to match it.
I know you're going to do that, right?
Yeah, the Robbie McNeil Foundation, I think they do amazing work.
Do amazing work.
You're not going to let Rod one up.
It is small contributions that put us over. And This work is very important. We have to educate people. We have to raise that mortality rate from 12% to 100%. And I'd like to see it done in my lifetime, and I don't have much time left.
So let's come on.
Let's get those donations in. Again, go to pancan.org and to contribute to our team, it's /Team Trek.
Team Trek.
Yes.
Hold on. No, that is wrong. It's purplestride.org/Team Trek.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And you can start your own sub team and be part of our teammates. And you can walk with us. We had a bunch of people walk with us last year. It was fabulous.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And you got a cool purple t-shirt.
I have to also thank all my friends and family who donated in Manny's name, which I raised 15K. I didn't, but my friends and family raised 15K after he passed at the Star Trek community. I mean, it was such an outpouring, from the community. It was tremendous. And that's really one of the big reasons I'm here as well, because again, I discovered the connection just in the throes and the insanity of the disease. And you know how it's all a blur, right? When you lose someone like that, and in going online and announcing he had passed and all, I found out about the Action Network, and it's been incredible. And I think all those connections just help, you know. And there's a whole thing about Star Trek and hope and the future that I think is important here, you know, that we also shouldn't lose sight of. It's it's in part why we're here, right? And mm-hmm.
One thing that I think of as you're sharing this, and just listening to all of your stories. My mother died of breast cancer at 39 years old because of late detection. And I remember, I can relate to that feeling when you lose somebody suddenly and with a late diagnosis. And you know, breast cancer is much more easy to detect than pancreatic cancer with a 12% survival rate. Is just, it's horrible. It's shocking to me. I don't know a lot about this disease. But I know the experience of losing someone and feeling alone and feeling isolated and the chaos, the domino effect that it has on families like you're talking about.
Yep.
And having a group like you guys to connect people and support the families and the patients. And it feels like so much a part of what Star Trek has meant to me in my life. The fact that we're all sitting here after we've been on these shows 20, 30 years ago, and we're still sitting here, we're still connected, and we're still supporting each other. I love what you're doing. I just want to honor that and say that this is really important, staying connected, staying involved. The Star Trek fans have been incredible for decades in helping things like this. And I really love what you're doing. And I think this, like Juan Carlos, like you said, Star Trek is about connecting and humanity and hope and supporting each other and just a positive outlook. And I think that what you're doing is incredible. And it's also in
wanting to talk about the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, the vehicle through which, you know, fundraising occurs is always so critical. I mean, there are bajillion not-for-profits in the world, and somebody who's been involved in working with a not-for-profit for a number of years, I think it's always really important that people understand when they're donating money, if they're going to donate money, the mechanism by which that money goes to help people is critical. And I, in my short association, have really come to have an enormous respect and affection for this particular organization, how they function, and the great scope of actions they take. And I that's why I kind of want to make sure that they get their due and are explained. And you're best equipped to do that, I think, if you don't mind.
Yes, the Pam, who started this organization several years ago, many years ago, lost someone, and she
her
had
mother.
Her mother, and she had no one to go to. It's the very thing that Robbie's talking about. She had no one to go to, and she realized that there needed to be some place for people to go. And she has done an extraordinary job of building this organization into a national organization. That's why there are walks. There are Purple Stride walks in 60 cities. Wow. There probably will be more in the years to come. I know a couple of years ago, I walked in Kansas City, and there were thousands of people in Kansas City who were walking with me.
I have to say, what she did the first year is she thought, well, there's a lot of people here in Hollywood, and she got a bunch of people to come to a fancy dinner that were famous, and they got the ball rolling, and then the organization just grew and grew and grew and grew till it became the premier funder of research and the place that people can go to get information and help. Patient and Family Services off the charts. I send people at least once a week, I get a phone call saying, I know somebody who has pancreatic cancer, will you talk to them? And the first thing I do is I say, call PanCan. Call PanCan.
And just because I have it at hand, and I'm going to garble it if I don't read it. Since 2003, awarded 236 grants, 217 scientists at 78 institutions, working in partnership, have invested $208 million to date.
Wow.
None of us are scientists, so to talk about, you know, nanobubble technology is actually beyond my capacity. But, you know, in any particular kind of cancer research, it is about how you funnel money into the folks who are actually trying to figure out how to cure. And I think they are playing, in addition to raising patient awareness, doctor awareness, in addition to finding ways to spread the word through some really creative fundraising mechanisms, they're getting the money to the scientists. And I think that's...
They also did this thing that I find so extraordinary that I have to share it with you. For a long time, if you were in a trial and you were not getting good results, you had to stay in that trial or just drop out, but you couldn't move to a different trial. And they went and they got a bunch of other organizations to come with them, and they went to the FDA and said, stop this. If somebody is not succeeding in a trial, allow them to move to a new drug trial. And they got the rule changed. So people are surviving on that idea alone. It's an off the charts. It seems like such a simple thing to do, but that's the kind of strategic thinking that the people at PanCan succeed at. And I'm so proud to work with them.
Yeah, and we all have the sort of like, lobbyists. But, you know, there are lobbyists and then there are lobbyists. They've lobbied our government and through the NIH have raised from $17 million to $203 million over the arc of the years they've been existing.
And if I may, I just want to reiterate something that is sort of getting passed over, and it isn't, but I want to reiterate it, which is this. it's not just about the patients and the doctors. It's about the families that surround them as well. Manny was told about PanCAN. PanCAN has a tremendous support system for the families, because as a caregiver, which I was when Kitty was diagnosed, the caregiver is at odds about what to do, how to help, who to reach out to, you know, what are the newest technologies. PanCAN has that information, will help you, will take you under their wing and say, okay, this is what you can do in order so that you as a caregiver can better succeed as well. Because as Juan Carlos was saying, we don't know what to do when that diagnosis comes for our loved one. We don't know. We're suddenly, all we've ever heard of pancreatic cancer is of its mortality rate and how many people it's taking. There are survivors and there are people you can go to, and PanCAN will direct you and the family to those people. And so they're a great support system.
Well, it sounds so amazing, PanCAN and this advocacy and research group. It sounds like all of you have had direct experience with this disease and you've found them to be really effective. And that's not always true of every, like Billingsley was saying.
They didn't exist when my mother was diagnosed.
And yeah.
We had no clue at all.
It sounds incredibly effective in multiple ways, the lobbying, the research, the family support. But as you say, Armin, you mentioned it takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of money, and every little dollar adds up. And what's amazing about the Trek community is there are millions of fans around the world that are Star Trek fans. To have you guys doing this work and getting the information out to them, if just a little bit from all these people adds up. Even though Armin's not a good mathematician.
On screen.
I'm telling you.
On screen, he is.
It will add up to a lot of money, Armin. Yeah. I'm not good at math either, but I know you can get a lot of money if a lot of people donate just a little bit.
Yeah, and it's not just us. I mean, unfortunately, there are a lot of celebrities who have, I mean, Patrick Swayze comes to mind, dear sweet Patrick Swayze. Lisa, his wife, has an entire other team. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has a whole following. There are, I mean, you don't want to name drop victims of pancreatic cancer.
Richard Roundtree last week.
Yeah. So
who was that? Sorry, Kitty. I missed
Richard Roundtree.
Roundtree died last week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Johnny.
No, I just wanted to throw that in that it's not just the Trek families that have
multiple teams going on. Yeah. Which is great. We need that.
Armin and Jonathan and I on the Star Trek cruise last year did a PanCAN breakfast. Now they only sold 60 seats. They sold them out in 2 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they sold them out in 2 minutes. And it was because so many people on that boat had been touched by this disease.
Wow.
I'd say 40 of the 60 people who came to have breakfast with us had either had the disease, had lost a family member to the disease, or a friend to the disease. It was hopeful and exciting, and you know, it's the best of what Star Trek is. They love science, they love the future, they love helping people. I was moved to tears several times during that breakfast, and we laughed a lot.
And if I may just take this moment to all the people that have helped in the past, all the people that have contributed, all the people that have walked, all the people that have taken advantage of what PanCAN has to offer, I, from the bottom of my heart, say thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Same.
So this is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month in November.
Yep.
So what can people do this month? What is special about this month that we can support and get involved? Is there anything?
And increase awareness.
What can we do? What can the Star Trek community do?
Well, I personally think one of the things that I would like to do is to say this is sort of the beginning of our campaign, and it culminates with the walk in April. So you can visit our site, and if you're interested in becoming part of this, you'll be engaging in a conversation with us to a certain extent over the course of the next 4 months. Now, that might not be attractive to you, but kind of grin and bear it. Just culminating in this opportunity to hopefully stride along with us or in a community close to you. And I personally would like to announce that the person who donates the most money, Jonathan, will give them a piggyback ride.
Whoa!
Oh! I heard him.
Not a long piggyback ride, a short piggyback ride, and there would probably be some kind of weight limit, so I'm out. But we will be looking for some inducements. This is something that's sort of near and dear to me. I think it's true, as you said, Robbie. One of the things that I think is really wonderful about this community is the nature of the contact we have as artists with our fans. And I think down the years, all of us have gotten to know and become quite close to a number of people who approached us initially as fans of our work. I'd really like to hope that what we're trying to figure out is ways that we can have a closer relationship with some of the people who want to support our efforts, so that we can work together and cooperatively. So this is a vehicle and a means by which to do it. And we'll be rolling out some suggestions to make it more involved over the course of the next month or so. So this is kind of a kickoff to that effort for me.
Gotcha.
Okay. Handcan.org/TeamTrack.
Team Track.
Wrong again. It's purplestride.org/TeamTrack.
Having said that, PanCan itself does have other things that they are doing this month, specifically oriented towards raising awareness this month. I don't know, Armin and Kitty, if you want to touch on some of those, but...
I'm not as familiar with that as I should be, perhaps Kitty is, but I do want to say, if anyone has anybody in their circle of friends, in their family, the one thing we can do with this podcast, learn from this, tell those friends, those family members, go to the PanCan website, pancan.org, and get help, because it's very helpful and it's very needful.
This November, we're really focusing at PanCan on early detection, and pancan.org can help you. Did you suddenly become diabetic? Are you having trouble? Are you losing weight inexplicably? Are you having trouble holding onto food? Do you have greasy diarrhea? That's also a sign. Those are all signs. And I just want to do a shout out about what PanCan has done in these terms. Two of the women who were really close to me when I was sick, who came over and helped me walk the dogs when I couldn't hold on to dogs, and hung out with me and made me laugh and whatever it was, and helped Armin. One of them has finished treatment, and she was diagnosed about a year ago, and she's finished treatment and she's doing really well. Her surgery was successful, and she's going to fly out here and walk with us. And
great.
My best
wow.
friend,
That's
the
great.
Mother of my two godchildren, her brother had a prophylactic Whipple because they saw he got such early detection that they saw what was going to turn into pancreatic cancer. And they did a Whipple procedure on him, and he walked with us last year and is going to walk with us this year again. It makes a difference to get found, to get your cancer found early. It makes an extraordinary difference.
This yeah. disease is not a death sentence. If you are proactive and you get early detection, it is not a death sentence. Kitty is the proof of that, and so are the other people she just mentioned.
And I'm sorry about our next door neighbor's gardener. They came early.
That's all right. That's all right.
That leaf yeah. blower is a death sentence. Okay, yes. So
it is indeed.
Well, let me, Kitty. When you say greasy diarrhea, are you talking about there's a film of oil on the top of the toilet water? Is that
there's
what you mean?
Oil. There's a film of oil, and it's lighter in color.
Okay.
Look at it.
Okay.
I mean, it's weird.
Yeah.
Lighter. I mean, one of the reasons why I lost. We were doing Hamlet. At the time I was beginning to get sick, and I just had diarrhea all the time, and I just thought it was stress because
right.
I didn't know any better.
Right.
And it was greasy and it was pale and it was disgusting. What
Got
can
it.
I tell you?
Well, that's Manny's what's amazing.
By the way, Manny's diabetes started as thirst. He was incredibly thirsty. That was the very, very first symptom, which is kind of a non sequitur, but he could not quench his thirst. And
wow.
No matter how much water he drank. And that's one of the first things. And his wife said, you know, my dad has diabetes. That's a symptom of diabetes. And that's how it started. It went in, and that's what, and then they found the diabetes. And then,
well, it's interesting that, like, you know, we've been living through this pandemic, COVID, right? And so
right.
many things, like what we've experienced in my house is after COVID, a lot of people just dismiss symptoms as, oh, well, it's long COVID. It's, you know,
right.
And they don't look into things. And what I love about what you're describing PanCan offers people is very specific things to keep an eye out for that
often some of these symptoms, I think a lot of people go into their doctor these days. That's what I've experienced. And they just say, oh, well, you just had COVID. It's probably that. And they don't look any further. So having specific information from PanCAN to look into this is great.
And again, if you don't like your doctor's diagnosis, if you think they're getting rid of you for the next patient, call up PanCAN, ask for one of their doctors.
Yeah.
There's bound to be one near you. You just have to give PanCAN a call.
A friend of ours has a friend who was recently diagnosed and they were not getting good help. So we got them to PanCAN and PanCAN sent them to a good doctor.
That's amazing. Yeah. By the way, Kitty,
don't wait until your skin is getting yellow, as my brother did.
Yeah. Or I got down, I think I weighed 115 when they found it. I was 5'10 at the time. That's pretty skinny. I went down to 90, but so 115 seems robust.
Wow.
But took 90. Me a long time to
90 get pounds at 5'10, Kitty? My goodness.
I'll show you a picture sometimes, Garrett. It looks like something out of World War II.
Yeah. I was straight up and down from every angle. I had no, it was curved.
You were skin and bones. You were skin and bones is what you were. Yeah. My goodness. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have to say, Kitty, you mentioned Charlotte Ray as your spiritual mother, is I think what you said. She played my literal mother in Into the Woods in the first national tour. So I love Charlotte. And it's just another example of these connections that we all know people. We're affected by this. And directly or, you know, a couple degrees separation. But
yeah.
But this is something that needs a team, and you guys are an awesome team.
And Charlotte Ray is sort of the godmother for this whole, for our operation, because she was the one that introduced Kitty to PanCAN. And of course, everybody falls into line after that. Mm-hmm. But Char was an incredible spokesman for this organization.
Mm-hmm. I just have to quote, we were in Orange County talking before the Purple Stride in Orange County one year, and I would carry a Apple box in the back of my car because she was so short. So she, in order to see Vo, you know, and by then she was down to about 4'10". And at the very end of her speech, she, at 90, she went, I just want to say I'm so glad to be alive. And she brought the house down. She was amazing.
She's amazing.
She had a sister, a father, an uncle, And finally, another sister after she died, who all had pancreatic cancer.
Wow, my gosh.
The pop. Bella. There's the new pop. Bella? Is that the name?
We think Bella's going to be the name. She came out as that.
She's so cute.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Wow.
She's bellissima.
Bellissima.
I can't wait to come give a scoogie kiss to that dog.
A scoogie kiss? What's a scoogie kiss?
Scoogie.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything else we haven't touched on that is important?
Did we mention pancan.org/trek?
Once again, it's wrong. purplestride.org/teamtrek is the right one.
Maybe feel free. A good place feel to show free to join us.
The video that we're going to send you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Well, thank you. This has really touched my heart, and I love seeing people come together like this to do good in the world and help people. And cancer is a horrible disease. It's touched me, and I know it's touched all of you. So having community and connection like this means a lot.
We appreciate the forum. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much.
Yeah. When we first heard about this, we were like, we have to do this. We have to increase awareness. So we're so happy and glad to have all of you here. So thank you to John, Armin, Kitty, Jonathan, and Juan Carlos for being here today. And everyone,
One more time. Yes. Jonathan, what was that website again?
PanCAN.org/Team Trek.
Team Track.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Just want to make sure we had the website correct. I told you they did it a lot. It's purplestride.org/teamtrek. Good, 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 good.
And I want to do one final welcome to JC. He's such a great
addition. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me honor my brother. Thank you.
So it's since he's the new, since Juan Carlos is the newest member, are there any initiation things that he has to go through? Any paddling?
It's anything
the piggyback,
like that? I think.
Oh, the piggyback.
The piggyback. Yeah.
Well, and he has to come over to my house and eat my baking. That's part of the deal.
Oh, so,
it's very right. good. Yeah.
Baked that's goods are his
Maru. That's a Kobayashi Maru of the whole thing.
It is. Oh.
Kitty makes extraordinary biscuits. So, you know.
They're really good. Oh, my gosh.
They have more
bread. We insist on meetings.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning into this episode of the Delta Flyers. It was very informative, very important, and we hope that all of you are able to go to the website and get involved. And thank you to all of our wonderful guests. We'll see you next week. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. And once again, the correct web address is purplestride, purplestride.org/teamtrek. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody. See you next week.